Thinking about how to reinvent yourself during this time. A lot of reflection on jobs, work, livelihoods. Consider yourself super lucky if you have a paycheck right now. But of course, a lot of people taking this time to reset as well. And in case you have a business, maybe you're also thinking about how can you pivot and make the most of your business. So joining us right now is Justin Breen. Hi, Justin. How are you?
Good evening.
How are you doing?
Amazing.
Oh, you are? Okay, that's
absolutely.
I have not had an amazing as an answer from anyone so far that I've interviewed during this pandemic. You're the first.
Family is safe and sound, business is booming, and abundance mentality, and working with the best people on the planet. So things are great.
So you are the founder and CEO of your own company. Tell me a little bit about it.
Yeah, so I was a journalist for 20 years and created my entire business model based on how PR firms annoyed me for 20 years. So it's been super, everybody laughs at that, but that's why it's been successful. And I just wrote a book called Epic Business that launched a couple days ago. It's already an international bestseller, and it's basically about how I built this business from nothing to now I only work with the best people and businesses on the planet.
So 30 secrets to build your business exponentially and give you the freedom to live the life you want. So you are currently living the life that you want, and you have freedom.
Immense freedom, incredible, joy-filled life. See my wife and two young sons whenever I want to. And like I said, the only people that my firm works with are people that think with an abundance mentality, not scarcity and cost. And so those folks are investing and pivoting, as you said, to start this interview. They're pivoting heavily right now, and they see this as a glorious opportunity, not only to help their businesses, but help people on a global level.
Now, Justin, that's a tall order, and that's a big ask, especially right now. How do you remain in a mindset of abundance instead of thinking about scarcity? And of course, you know, that's common for many of us to feel that when things are going bad and it seems the economy is on the downturn, so many people without jobs, and maybe your business isn't doing as well, and you've had to lay off people and furlough people. It's hard to feel as though, oh my goodness, there's not enough to go around. How am I going to survive?
It's a total mindset, and it's something I work on every single day. I'm involved in several global entrepreneurial networks, including EO, which is Entrepreneurs Organization, and Strategic Coach. And in those organizations, even the entrepreneurs and founders where their companies are just taking huge hits right now, they stay and remain and project this total positivity. And so when you're surrounded by people like that constantly, and I spend 80 to 90% of my day talking to visionaries around the world. So when you spend pretty much all your day talking to those people, you rise up to that level. And then people I talk to, they kind of rise up behind me as well. So it's been really exciting, you know, building this company and then talking about this positivity and abundance. People are just really totally in belief with it. And it's really fun to just kind of watch it grow and grow and grow and build and build.
You say that you talk and hang out and take advice and learn from a lot of positive people, people that live in abundance. Is that one of the secrets that you mention in your book?
Yeah, absolutely. And that, you know, I think what people have told me the most, you know, the book launched on May 7th, so it's an international bestseller in 6 countries. And so what the people I've talked to around the world, they said the coolest thing about it is like, wow, when you write, work with people that look at things as investments, not costs. That's the main lesson that I think people are getting out of this. So in my business, if someone asks, what do you cost or what do you charge? It's an automatic disqualifier in terms of working with me or being in my network. And so what that's led to is there's, you know, tens of thousands of folks in my network on a global level that look at things as, and when they ask me things, they're like, what does an investment with you look like? And when you ask that and think that, it's a total change in mentality and mindset. And then what happens is the people that think the same way just kind of find those people. And like I said, it builds and builds and builds.
And I'm guessing if you immediately ask, what does that cost? It's sort of you're not thinking in terms of abundance.
No, total worse in terms of like, and to be frank, like I rarely get that question anymore because when I first started, I got it a lot. And then again, I just started raising my rates and weeding out all of that kind of stuff. And so the people that I work with now, for the most part, like I said, they just ask, what is an investment with you look like? And so not only is that a great thing to hear, but then the people in their networks, they all think the same way, and then they just keep introducing you to those type of people.
And of course, a lot of people are reading right now. So if you're looking for a great read and you own a business or are thinking about opening up a business or have always dreamed about opening up a business, that's what we're talking to Justin about. His new book, Epic Business, 30 Secrets to Build Your Business Exponentially and Give You the Freedom to Live the Life You Want. What are some of the secrets that you think are particularly applicable during this time?
Yeah, so I help mentor a lot of people start their businesses, and especially lately. And so, like you talk about, when the recession happened, all the innovation and great new businesses that happened because of that. And that's what's going to happen in a lot of cases in this case, too. So, like I said, a lot of people are starting their businesses now, and they're kind of in panic mode or like, what am I going to do? And I tell them, and this is in the book, too, but it's like when you start a business, it takes a two full years to really figure things out. So take a deep breath, give yourself time to fail. God knows I failed so many times before I figured out my company's process and hanging out with the right people, et cetera. So it's not a quick fix. It's going to take, not 2 months, not 6 months, not a year. It's going to take two full years to really get things going and get the momentum building in the right way.
And you said it's about 2 years before a business can really feel like they've gotten down and are up and running.
Absolutely. So, like, knock on wood, my company's always been very profitable, but I didn't have the process down. I wasn't in the right networking groups. The things that I was doing weren't exactly pinpointed. I didn't have my rates the right to weed out all the people who thought in a cost and scarcity mentality first. And at that 2 year mark, it was like everything just started to flow together. And one of my mentors told me early on in this process when I started the company, she's like, don't worry about things. You'll figure things out after two full years. And it turned out to be exactly right. So like I said, I'm constantly helping people start their own businesses. And, when I started mine, I didn't even know what a W-9 was. So I literally I went to college for journalism. Mm-hmm. I wasn't taught anything about entrepreneurship or business or anything. So basically I learned from all these great people around the world. And so now I'm just trying to pay it forward with the lessons in this book.
That's so much easier said than done. But let's talk, how do you know, first off, if you've got a good business idea?
If people want to buy it. So like when I first started, I reached out to 5,000 people. Yep, and I got 5 clients out of that. So 1 out of 1,000. So 999 no. So let's be very clear here too. Like, the life as an entrepreneur is not for everybody. It's just, you have to be like wired a certain way to like be able to accept overwhelming failure. And I don't know any entrepreneur in my life who hasn't been depressed or, battled something like that in their mm-hmm. In their entrepreneurial journey. And I've certainly gone through that as well and conquered it and come out on the other end a much better person. But, the thing about being an entrepreneur is you learn so much, not only about a business, whether it's sellable and people want it, but also you learn about yourself, about what makes you tick, what you like to do, what you don't like to do, what you're good at, what really bothers you, what excites you. And so I spend 99% of my day just doing what I like to do and what I'm good at. And so it never feels like work. And again, the folks that are in my network now, they all kind of feel the same way. So it's all filled with joy and opportunity and abundance. And so it's really exciting to be a part of this global group of visionary people.
Justin, did you think about pushing back the release date of your book to accommodate everything going on?
That's a really good question. I did not. But it's actually really good timing that the book came out now, because I was asked the other day, like, what else have you learned since COVID happened? And one, I learned something new every day. But the lessons in this book kind of prepared me for this, meaning, like, I think there are going to be a lot of companies because of COVID. And I thought of this was going to happen even before COVID started, but
really?
I think there's going to be a lot. Oh, absolutely. Like that, there are going to be a lot more companies like mine where it's a high price point. You do one thing, you do it better than anybody else. You only work with the best people. Your company is based on a giant network of incredible people that just keeps growing and growing, and it's easily pivotable. So like, my company really hasn't changed much other than no in-person meetings. And it's like basically all because of the lessons I learned in this book. So that's why I'm like really excited about it. Because there's, and like, everybody's like, do you want to make money with this book? I don't care at all. Like, that's not the point of it. It's really to genuinely help people and get this message out there that, like, you know, I was a journalist, you know, not making a ton of money, working crazy hours as most journalists do. And so here's how I did this. Here's how I create this company that's legit and doing really well and working with all these amazing brands around the world and building this awesome network of people. And so here's what I learned, and I'm glad to share it and pay it forward.
So you said out of 5,000 people that you ran your business by, you got how many clients?
Five.
Okay.
So one out of 1,000. So I say 5 out of 5,000 because it's just easier numbers, but I know it was well over 5,000 because when I started doing it, at the time I probably had 30,000 followers on social media. I have 40,000 now, but it was like I reached out to pretty much all of them, mm-hmm. essentially begging for something. And I hit, when you're a journalist and you're trying to get into the Chicago market, I had failed job interviews at basically every single Chicago journalism institution before landing a job at the former DNA Info. So mm-hmm. I was used to getting rejected. So that had prepared me very well for the life as an entrepreneur. But that's what I mean. Like, if you can't accept like 1 out of 1,000 and like overwhelming defeat. And
that's what I was going to ask you, is that one of the secrets is sort of realizing that you're going to get a lot of no's and not being deterred
not just
by
a
that.
Lot, an overwhelming okay. amount. And so like one of my clients, she's in Utah, and this is a very typical entrepreneurial story, by the way. So she mm-hmm. had 4 failed businesses. Her and her husband were about to declare bankruptcy, but she's like, you know what? I'm going to start a 5th business. So she decided to do it. It's a network marketing, social media company. And last year I think they're at 1.5 million last year, something like that, but they never gave up. And these people had way more like near bankruptcy, major failures, way more failures than, 1 in 1,000, you know, reaching out to clients. So like, and she overcame that and never gave up. And now here she is. So pretty much every entrepreneur I know has been through similar type of failure and just never put your head down, grinding, never give up. And then everybody now is like, oh, wow, you're doing so well. And I go, well, you didn't see me when I had 0 clients and I was right. sweating in the middle of the night. But like, that's what I'm trying to help with people
gotcha.
With now.
And of course,
is like, this is how you can do it.
And the book can help, especially now with businesses and entrepreneurs suffering during this pandemic as well.
Yes.
So 30 Secrets. So the book's name is Epic Business. It's by Justin Breen. Last name is spelled B-R-E-E-N. And it's 30 Secrets to Build Your Business Exponentially and Give You the Freedom to Live the Life You Want. Where can people go and buy the book?
Sure. Go to Amazon and just type in Epic Business or my name, Justin Breen, and you can find it there. And yeah, let's get it to international bestseller in 7 or 8 countries. It's only 6 right now. So
well,
let's keep that going.
Congratulations on your book. And Justin, you take care. And congratulations on your success. We hope that it continues.
Thanks so much.